This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Dear Sarah and Vinny, this is an email. You can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah and Vinny, I have a smart TV, and yes, Game of Thrones was dark indeed. I rewatched it on my Toshiba laptop, and it was easier to see everything, even the dragon fight. Bran is baiting the Night King and luring him to the Weirwood tree. He sends his ravens out so the Night King knows he's watching. It'll be interesting to see if Bran and Jon were both in on the plan for Arya to stab the Night King. Such a great show. Thanks, my radio family, for all the great TV and movie recommendations. Mm-hmm. That's from Terry. So if you're, oh my God, I cannot wait for this weekend's episode. I can't believe it's already half over.
You should wait. Yeah, it's already half over. You need to calm down.
I can't. I'm going to watch it right. It's like I'm, as much as I'm dreading the end of it, I'm dying to see the end of it. Hmm. I'm super glad that certain things have been resolved and now we can move on to ripping out Cersei's stem and root.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. Wouldn't it be so crazy if Cersei wound up winning?
Well, she's got that. She has. That guy is a tyrant.
Oh, he is awful.
And she's betting him. Mm.
Tyrants make big mistakes, though. Euron Greyjoy.
Oh.
The guy who's...
Yeah, he's pretty evil.
Yeah, he's just an awful person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had his own... his niece, Yara, uh-huh. had her tied up. Who knows what the hell he's been doing to her, tied up in his boat.
I was thinking the same thing.
I know.
Oh, God.
But you know what?
It's harder for women.
He has a great sense of humor. Like, the things that he says, I'm like, oh, my God, that's funny.
He just, All right. Today at 8:30, Ronny Chang from The Daily Show is going to be coming by. He is playing at Cobb's. Very limited tickets for that. In San Francisco tonight and tomorrow, comic Ronny Chang is in studio.
You love this guy.
I do. I think he's great. Okay. I really enjoy him. He's just so funny. He's got this whole theme where his dad's disappointed, and it's just so funny. But I didn't realize that he was raised in New Hampshire, of all places. Huh. So he's kind of a weirdly New England kid as well. I'll be interested to hear how long he was there for. Tomorrow is May the 4th. It's just the 4th day of May, and Star Wars people have taken it over to make it Star Wars Day. It's a day for fans to debate all the big questions, like did Han shoot first? Because apparently that got changed in the remastered versions. Why is Kylo Ren such a whiner? And of course, what is your favorite Star Wars movie? So they did a poll on this, and there's a clear winner. Actually, I'm sorry, there's a clear tie for the winner, and I bet you can guess. Well, the clear winner is the first trilogy. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Which I if I had to guess, I would have said my favorite one, though I think is the third place. I don't know, because that's the one with the Ewoks. I don't like that one as much. So number one and number two, or both number one, they share those two spots. A New Hope, that's the very first Star Wars movie, and The Empire Strikes Back, which is the one where he goes to. That's not where he goes and trains, right? Because I actually think that's...
No, well, wait a minute.
That's the third one.
So The Empire Strikes Back starts in the winter.
That's right, on Hoth.
Right.
So when does he leave to go to Yoda's planet? Is that in the third one?
Return of the Jedi.
Okay, and then he comes back at the end of that one.
I think so.
He's all trained up.
Listen, I'm not going to even pretend to... love this like most people do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so bad that I saw the first one in 76.
Yeah.
And then I saw, what was the second one? Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
After that, I never looked back at Star Wars.
Oh, so you did see that when that came out, but then you never...
That came out, but I don't remember that at all.
Oh.
I enjoy it, though, but I don't have it memorized, so I'm not the person that can... I'll tell you something, though, that I have been converted on, just slightly off topic. The Marvel movies are fun. Like, if you do it in line.
In order,
and can follow the thread, they're pretty fun.
Yeah.
There's still a bunch of stinkers in the, out of the 20 movies or whatever that however many are there.
Yeah, you didn't love the two Thors.
I didn't love two of the Thors. I'm not a real big fan of the Captain Americas, but there's some good ones in there.
Right. Well, the Iron Man. I mean, that. I think I liked the second one too, but I just that first Iron Man movie, I was just like, that is a masterpiece.
Did you
love that
story? I don't think you did it. Maybe you've got it in your pile about Robert Downey Jr.'s paydays.
That dude got percentages. He's worth like $200 million now. It's amazing how much money that guy made off of that.
He got like $75 million just off the last Endgame.
Right. I remember him doing a tiny cameo in a Spider-Man movie.
Homecoming.
That he got, I don't know what he got for that, but multi-million dollars, $10 million for like 30 seconds of on-screen time.
It was like $5 million a day. For shooting.
It's crazy.
He shot for 2 days and got $10 million.
Yeah, just incredible.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Avengers Endgame deal will pay him over $75 million.
Oh my God.
That's just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Is he the star? Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Endgame, no. But he's pretty much, I feel like his technology.
He's like the leader, you think?
He's not supposed to be. The leader's supposed to be Captain America, but he seems to be, and in my opinion, that's because of him.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, he's...
Not because of Iron Man, but because
so
of him.
He's so great.
Right.
No question.
He's worth $300 million.
There you go.
Back to the Star Wars thing, just really quickly. You know, the thing is, I had boys in my house, and John is a big Star Wars fan, so as my kids were growing up, all we ever watched was Star Wars movies. Like, and then they would go out in the driveway with their fake lightsabers and have their battles and... that was my life, which was great for me because I didn't have to be involved in it. I certainly wasn't going to be playing Princess Leia. I'll tell you that right now. So the favorites are, with 13% of the vote, each of these got 13%. A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back. Those are the first two in the first three that were released, followed by Return of the Jedi with 11%. So that's, there you go. The original trilogy rules. Next up were the two most recent. The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. They tied at 4% each. And then the trilogy got the least love. The Phantom Menace, Revenge of the Sith, each got 3%. Attack of the Clones got 2%. And they didn't include the movies Rogue One or Solo, which I think is BS because I actually loved both those movies. I think it's really sad the way Rogue One ends. The hotline's ringing.
Okay.
Although it had to because those, you know, they say at the very beginning of A New Hope, you know, great sacrifice got into getting these plans for the Death Star.
I would use the word unforgivable.
Oh, stop it. They had the upload up there.
That's not right.
And Solo, I thought, was excellent. People poop on Solo all the time. I loved it. I thought the kid who played Han Solo, young Han Solo, was pretty good. And I love seeing Khaleesi. That's great. 21% of the people surveyed couldn't pick a favorite, and somehow 26% said, I've never seen a Star Wars movie. How are these people? And on top of that news, and because tomorrow is May the 4th, I want to re-mention that Peter Mayhew has passed away. He played Chewbacca in the first. I'm not sure if he did all of the second part of the trilogy. I'm not even sure how much Chewbacca was in those. But he was in the first three and was at least a consultant. And spent some time in the costume for the latest ones that are being made. He died this week at 74. On Tuesday, he passed away. He played Chewbacca. Passed away at his North Texas home with his family at his side. He leaves behind a wife and three kids. Oh, here's a great picture, Vinny. This is Chewbacca standing behind... Luke Skywalker, who's standing behind Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, who's standing behind the guy who plays R2-D2.
These are pics from the set?
So that's basically them on the set, maybe during the first or second movie, and each one is a foot shorter than the one in front of them.
Very cool.
Mark Hamill is the name. I was like, what is his name?
And they're just babies.
They are. They're all just little kids. So rest in peace, Peter Mayhew, dead at 74. Shawn Mendes has a new song out. It's called If I Can't Have You. We've already played it once this morning. I think we have it at least one more time.
It is a hit.
It is a hit. I mean, that's one of those ones you hear it the first time and go, oh, there it is, another hit for Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
The video, basically is sort of saying that he's locked himself in his room to make his music. So he shows him going from like a bed to a piano to a couch to whatever else he's doing. He's all just all in one room doing the whole thing.
Pretty girl laying on his bed.
Oh.
He goes and lays next to her, then sings a little bit and stands up and walks away and does other things and records some more.
Sure. You know. So If I Can't Have You is actually streaming right now.
Money.
It's good. So we'll play that again. Let me see when that's coming up again. I bet you it's coming up this break.
Maybe 8 o'clock? I think we're playing it every other hour.
Yes, 8 o'clock.
I think Jane debuted it last night at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the first time it got played.
There she is.
Jane? Oh, that girl. Right.
She's tall. Because he's tall and she's like the same length. Actually, she's bending her legs. And
yeah, she is tall.
So this is a shot of the... It's cool. He's a good-looking little kid, you know? Well, I don't know. Is he 20 yet? Maybe he is.
No,
I think he was like 17 when he had his first hit. So Shawn Mendes. It's a cute
him
video.
Him and her got the world by the you-know-whats, and I like to see it.
Nice. You mean H-E-R, her?
Yeah. Mm.
He's 20 years old.
Yep.
Oh, 20
you know
years old.
Can't
even
that
drink.
It means he was born in 98.
Oh, boy.
It's not that funny.
I know, it's not.
It's kind of funny.
It hurts.
Oh, my God. What year was your son born?
2000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a good year to have a kid.
I guess I could be this kid's dad, too.
Yeah, I guess you could.
You had a kid in 2000? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
01. Oh, I had 99 and 01 for my kids. Anyway, there you go. Shawn Mendes. You can watch the video at RadioAlice.com. Do you have the M&M ready for me?
I sure do, and you're going to love it.
Oh, really?
That's why I had to walk away, because it was these guys are just amazing with their syllables.
Now, so this is going to be on Logic's new album.
Correct.
Okay, so Logic's, this is a Logic song, I guess, that he's done with M&M. It's called Homicide. It's going to be featured on Logic's upcoming 6th studio album, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. That's coming out later this year. He's released 2 other songs from the album so far. One called Keanu Reeves, and the other one, which is the title track, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. So here is what M&M and Logic sound like together.
This is Homicide.
All right. Jesus! That's so crazy. Stressing me out.
I love it.
Yeah. I do like Eminem's voice much better than Logic's. Like, he just...
They're both incredible,
Jesus. Logic is the dude who divorced that hot chick.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
He's super dweeby looking. I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah.
Little thurr, with his glasses on.
You do not... Very unlikely. That's like a radio DJ surprise, right? Like, you hear the voice and you're all, oh, I got to see what this person looks like. You see Logic and you go, oh
you got to be kidding me. Although now that I know what he looks like, I'm listening. I'm like, oh, there goes that dweeb rapping again. Anyway, there you go. That's a new Logic song featuring Eminem. And I'm sure there's people out there who are like, oh, my God, that's the best thing I've ever heard. And others who are like, what now?
Yeah, that was the first guy. That was that guy.
I liked it.
It's the best thing I've ever heard. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I was just watching you dance to it.
Why was that? Did you see that story? And I didn't read it, but Bieber was saying how Eminem is so out of touch with today's rappers.
Yes, I did see
that.
I don't know.
What are you talking about, Biebs?
He's just crazy. He's like, he said something like, Eminem doesn't like today's rappers because he just doesn't understand the new generation of rap.
Well, he's probably right.
It's like nobody understands the new generation of rap because they're slurring every word.
Mm-hmm.
They're mumbling.
Right.
Yeah, this guy. Thanks for your 2 cents, Justin. Tom Brady was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Oh, boy.
And
here we go.
This is very funny. Here we go. Here's a little. This was like the teaser for it.
Tommy.
You got that ready to go? Vinny, you got to watch this video. All right, so we'll describe it to you. So basically, it's Jimmy Kimmel and his sidekick Guillermo and Tom Brady.
Sidekick Guillermo?
That's his sidekick
on
the show.
All right, I guess I don't watch that show.
He's a little short Mexican guy who's walking right there. Right through the window.
Watch this, Vin.
And
turn around, Vin.
Oh, my God. It's Matt Damon.
By the way, I mean, I started laughing. I may be wrong, but I think he centered that ball on that window.
Yeah, like, it's right in the middle.
Dead.
Dead just in the middle.
Took out the style and everything. He just boom.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't go through one of the panes. It takes out the whole. It's actually a much longer video than that. It goes on to.
God, that was stupid.
It was great, wasn't it?
So good.
It's just so funny. That's one of the best things about Kimmel's show is this long running, you know, feud with Matt Damon that he has, and it's, and they're clearly great friends. Like, they were just out to spot it out at dinner the other night.
Yeah, dead center, right through the middle.
Just boom.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, is this your house? So then, all of a sudden, you know, Matt Damon notices that Tom Brady's standing there. He's like, oh, are you? Well, I'm Matt. I'm Matt Damon. And then later, Tom Brady calls him Pat. He's trying to get him to take a picture with him.
That's fantastic.
Freaking very funny. So can you put that whole thing at RadioAlice.com? Yeah, put the big
sure.
clip. Because there's a lot of, it's long, but there's a lot of really funny stuff in there.
Hilarious.
Oh, just so wonderful. There you go. Jerry Springer still has a show.
Are you sure?
Well, it says right here he's being sued by a family of a man who committed suicide after being on the Jerry Springer show last May. So maybe it got canceled.
He ended his
since
show
then?
Last year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So this is a lawsuit that's happening.
Uh-huh.
What do you see?
Last July 2018.
Was the last original episode. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good news, everyone. I'm going to start the story with some good news. Okay. Jerry Springer doesn't have a show anymore.
No, that's good.
He is being sued, though, by the family of a man who committed suicide after being on the Jerry Springer show last May. The man's name was Blake Alvey, and his family says his death was a direct result of the extreme emotional distress caused by the negligent and intentional acts of those involved in the taping. This guy, Blake Alvey, came on the show and was ambushed by his then-fiance, who's also named as a defendant.
Mm-hmm.
They say she's in on the plot. She brought him on the show to tell him, I went to Pound Town with someone else, and I'm breaking off the engagement, and I already sold the ring.
And it's your brother.
Well, they didn't say that, but, you know, it is a Springer show,
okay,
so
it's
maybe.
It's your dad.
Oh, God. If there's a way to make it worse, yes, it's a family member.
So let me ask you a question.
All right.
This is a lawsuit, so I'll take it seriously for 1 second. Let me ask you a question. Someone comes to you and says, I need you to come on the Springer show. You're going to be meeting up with, John, whoever.
Right.
Don't you go, okay, that's not good news.
No, I'm with you.
Right?
That can't be good news. Like, they don't do good news on that show.
So I don't know how blindsided this guy was by it, if they had to at least give him some heads up as to what was coming
they
and who was going
to
be there.
They do fake stories to some people to trick
do.
Them. To come. People think I'm going on for a makeover. I'm going on for this reason or that reason.
Well,
and then they get ambushed. But again, Vinny, I don't think it's ever a good thing if you're going on a big, especially like the Springer show, which is just known for
chaos.
Yes.
Nothing good comes out of a Springer show.
Look, no. I'll tell you something. We've been in the public eye doing radio for how long? All our lives. All our adult lives, right?
I hate to say how long.
Right.
40 years, 30 years.
You still have moments where your face goes hot and you're like, I'm so embarrassed.
Yes.
This is
absolutely
awful. And you go home and you just hate yourself and you're like, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we're conditioned to it to some extent. A
right.
person who's never... And has that happen on TV? I can see them.
It feels like the world watches them be destroyed.
I can see that being a real thing.
Right. So I have no idea what the pretense was that they used to get him on the show. And I'm sure that those will all be things that are resolved in this lawsuit or revealed, I should say, because I'm sure that both sides are going to pick this whole thing apart. The guy is told by his fiance, the woman he loves and has proposed to, that she sold the ring, she cheated on him, and she's ending their engagement. He shot himself about a week after the show aired.
Oh, dear Lord.
So, regardless of how it turns out, it is actually kind of surprising that that didn't happen more over the past 30 years. There have been a few incidents. Back in 2002, Jerry was sued by the son of a former guest who was killed by her ex-husband after just a few hours after their episode aired. The couple was part of a show on Love Triangles. And in 1995, I remember this one, well, actually. A
you
guy,
watched the show or you just
no,
read
I remember
about it.
That there was this had gone down. Jenny Jones was sued. A man murdered a guy who revealed that he had a gay crush on him.
I remember that one.
And
yeah.
the guy said, I was just, you know, I was embarrassed and horrified and over this guy having a crush on you. You didn't do anything.
What kind of legal terms are they using, if any?
You know, this is just a very glossy piece where they've just sort of taken some of the details and put them in. So I'm not seeing. They're saying extreme emotional distress caused by the negligent and intentional acts of those involved in the taping. But other than that, I don't really have too many details. But it's the family of the guy who committed suicide who is suing the Jerry Springer show. And let me see if there's one more I can squeeze in here. I think I'll do this one. Tinder wants to help you hook up at music festivals.
Oh, good.
You know, it's not easy hooking up at a music festival.
You just reported about all the, was it herpes
the
outbreak?
Herpes.
Yeah.
The CDC saying that's bull. What? It's bull sugar.
Nice.
Sarah. Caught yourself. I didn't want a Friday meeting.
No, I don't want that either. It's just bull.
You got family in town. What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to...
Trying to show up?
Because I'm trying to get suspended for a couple days next week. Tinder is teaming up with the concert promoters Live Nation and AEG Worldwide to introduce Festival Mode. It's a feature that lets you alert people which festivals you're going to so you can pick your hookup before you even get there. Participating festivals include Bonnaroo, Firefly, and the Governor's Ball. Isn't the Governor's Ball the thing that happens like after the Oscars or something?
Yeah. Yes.
So I guess that's one of them. It doesn't say anything about Outside Lands or Bottle Rock, but maybe they're on there too.
Why wouldn't people at the Governor's Ball want to bone somebody?
I don't know. I guess they would. I just seems like
it is Gavin after all, guys.
People go with a date. Tinder says, trust us on this one. If you haven't done the festival scene with Tinder before, you'll never even think about doing it again without us. It's a hookup site for
if you were single,
goers.
Would you go on Tinder?
I don't know.
If you were single?
I like meeting people the old-fashioned way.
I would
way.
Too.
Maybe I would.
You would?
Yeah.
You would?
Who knows?
I'd be careful. I mean, we used to have someone in the building that was on Grindr.
Oh.
And that person was like, yeah, I'm going to meet somebody. And I just go.
Like at 10:05.
Dude, yeah. You're like semi-famous. What are you doing?
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mm. But.
Well.
Okay.
Needs must.
Yeah. It works for them.
Yep. Exactly. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, that commie Pinko Whale is back.
Oh, Jesus. That guy? He hasn't left?
Yeah, he hasn't left. And more after the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show at 7:39. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets two tickets to see Janet Jackson September 21st at the Chase Center in San Francisco. Plus, she'll be qualified to win a two-night trip for two to Las Vegas this summer to see her new Metamorphosis residency at the Park Theater at Park MGM. It's a big deal. Getting a lot of people qualified this week. I think it's your turn. Give us a call. Call number 9-800-400-3697. Listen to Lexi today at 12:35. There's another chance to win the tickets and get qualified for the grand prize trip.
Lexi, Lexi, Lexi.
Lexi, Lexi. Oh. So pretty. Tickets go on sale today at noon for her show at the Chase Center, Janet Jackson, but you could win this trip for two to Las Vegas, which is very exciting. Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free.
Oh!
That's at the San Francisco Federal Credit Union.
Save just by listening to the Alice.
Boom. Sharks lost last night, so that stinks. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But tomorrow is May the 4th, whatever that means to you. By the way, as we talked about Star Wars earlier. I'll get to some texts in a bit, but that boy, the nerds were on fire.
I knew that the nerds would
just
care.
How very wrong we were.
Mm.
How could we not know?
Oh, what did we not know?
About
when he trained?
Yeah.
I see. All right.
Right. Good. I might as well just. Whoa.
My goodness. It's like, Darth Vader 8 ball.
oh, here it is. Luke trains with Yoda in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, so it is in the second one. Then that's definitely my favorite.
Come on, GD. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Gosh,
Luke
darn.
Went to see Yoda and train in Empire Strikes Back. You have all the nerds in the Bay Area screaming at their radios.
Well, thank you for trying to tell us.
You guys are massacring the legacy of
it
Star Wars.
Please,
Empire
you guys.
Is training Jedha. Java killed by new Jedi Knight Skywalker. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
We're sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
We don't know stuff.
Yeah. I knew that was whichever one that happened in was my favorite one, but then I was thinking it was in the third one, which I don't love the Ewoks, so goofy as hell. Thank you. Apparently, though, it's not okay. Just relax, you guys. It's fine.
Well, this rat keeps turning up in the news.
What rat?
The commie
pinko. Oh, this
pinko,
is the commie pinko beluga whale.
I don't know what we're going to do about this guy.
But how do they know it's him now that they've cut the harness off him?
They know.
Oh, really?
He won't leave.
Oh, well, he's obviously friendly enough that he let someone put the harness on him in the first place. So he's like, do you guys have any fish? I don't really remember how to go get my own food. Can you help a friend out over here?
They actually are starting to like the guy, which is a real problem.
Uh-oh.
That's the point, you dummies. Look at her taking a selfie with the guy.
Oh, that beluga whale is just so cute.
He is a cute guy.
Weird, white, fat dolphins.
He's friendly.
Yeah.
And he's also a commie pinko.
Is that what a beluga whale sounds like?
It is.
Oh. Ah.
Wait, do it again.
It's all different kind.
Oh. We were pretty close.
According to the article, it's a fact that both Russia and the U.S. military have used in the past/present time active marine mammal programs.
Mm.
So
we've heard about the dolphin one.
Sure. So this isn't
dolphin suicide bombers
that far out there.
Mm.
This beluga whale being a commie.
Well,
they're saying they think maybe he's trying to defect, but we don't know if he's.
He's just trying to get some food. That's all. That's what animals are motivated by.
You don't think there's a chance this guy's a double agent?
Well, I mean, what with him not being able to talk, it kind of doesn't matter what he knows.
Okay.
It says here that they have a lifespan of 35 to 50 years. And did you know?
No.
The beluga can change the shape of its bulbous forehead, called a melon, by blowing air around its sinuses.
Oh, well, I did not know that. How exciting.
Well, we all can do that if we plug our nose, right?
Oh, that did change the shape of your... Well, it changed your cheeks a little bit, not so much your forehead.
Well, it got my nose, though. It blew up, didn't it?
Sure. It's a good look, buddy. Keep doing that.
All right.
Right into the camera.
Great. 2019's Best Airlines, Alaska.
Oh.
Comes in at number one. Best airline overall was Alaska. Cheapest airline is Frontier.
Oh. Wow.
Most reliable airline is Delta. Most comfortable, JetBlue Airways.
Mm.
Best airline for pets, ExpressJet Airlines and Envoy Air.
Oh. I wonder what makes it so good for pets. Maybe they have like a heated cargo space for them.
And the safest airline is Alaska.
Oh.
So... this is out there if this is something that concerns you. As you know what's weird is I used to pass the airport every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I
take 280
take different
sometimes,
ways.
So.
Yeah. But every time I pass the airport, I think about the stress that's going on in that building at 5 a.m. because we all know that feeling where you're, okay, did I bring everything? Did I lock the house? Is my flight going to be on time?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's coming off that area of the Bay Area and waves.
I'm with you.
Oh.
I feel the stress as I see people cutting other people off to get off on the exits right. uh-huh. that right are the exit. Airport.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Both ways I see right. that, and it's just like, oh, I feel, oh, let me get yeah. over here.
Right.
I'm going to stay far away yeah. from those lanes.
I got an article about the 20 richest contracts in sports history. I'm not going to read 20 contracts to you, but the number one richest contract in sports history is by Mike Trout. He's a baseball player for the Los Angeles Angels.
Oh. When did this happen?
Just this year.
Oh, okay.
He got a $426.5 million 12-year contract.
Wow.
Jesus. What position does he play, do you know?
I don't. That I'm is, sure he's an outfielder.
That's
well, actually,
incredible.
He's probably an outfielder because he's also a slugger.
Center oh. fielder.
Yeah.
Right. 27 years old.
That's a nice little contract.
Yeah.
Boxer. 12 years, $425 million.
Canelo Alvarez. You even know that guy?
No.
Oh, I've heard, I mean,
I've heard the
Canelo,
name.
$365 million for 5 years and 11 fights.
Wow.
Bryce Harper comes in. Giancarlo Stanton. Looks like baseball is high on the list.
I would have thought soccer players. Mm. I'm sure there's probably some on the list.
Well, the one. What's his name?
Ronaldo?
Ronaldo, yeah.
You know what? This is not including, I don't see any soccer players, so this must be in the United States.
Oh.
Because there's no
there's
soccer players.
Football
on
players
there.
On there?
Let me see where the first football player turns up.
So baseball is the one. What about basketball? That's interesting, actually. I always hear about big basketball contracts. But you also
James
hear about
Harden, $228 million for 6 years.
Wow.
That's basketball. Where I don't even.
Oh, Steph Curry's on there, Vin.
Is he?
Number 20.
And he got his money late. He was one of the guys who was sort of in an early deal where people were like, he's too good. You have to just give him a new deal. And they're like, you don't give people money.
Mm.
You know,
they
the
signed
Warriors
for this,
like,
yeah. right.
He has a deal. We'll make right. it up to him when it's time. And apparently they did.
Good.
So Ronaldo, he left the, I guess, his other league for the Italian league. And now he makes $340 million over 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Over four.
Damn.
Wow.
That is a huge. These have to be like our major league sports or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is.
This isn't
ridiculous.
Worldwide. That is ridiculous.
That's 4 years.
That's incredible.
4 years for 300.
Well, good for him. 75+ million a year. That's huge.
A new survey asked parents the ages when they'd trust their kids with different tasks and responsibilities.
All right.
According to this, the average age when you trust your kid to dress themselves is 7.
Oh, really?
That
oh
seems
my God.
Late.
That's really late. You know,
the problem is that you send them up there and they don't show up back up for 30 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I trusted them pretty early on. I didn't really care what they were wearing. They didn't have that much to choose from. They're not. Girls have way more choices.
Yep.
Boys are just, I'm like, go put clothes on. And they would come back in the standard little boy outfit, a t-shirt, jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Early.
Is Isla dressing herself?
She does. And that's the story I just said. That girl's glued to me like Velcro all the time. But you send her up to get dressed, she's gone for 40 minutes.
Right. You should send her to get dressed more.
I guess so.
Like, I'm sick of that outfit you got on. You should just go put something else on.
Wow, you know, that's you are a smart one on the show.
Well, I'm really good at getting my kids to do stuff by themselves. Mom is sitting. Mom's exhausted.
Use the internet with supervision.
Oh, a little later, right? With supervision? I don't know. Using the internet with supervision happened a lot earlier than certainly them going off on their own. I'll say 6 or 7.
This
five,
is
six,
nine.
Seven. Oh.
With supervision.
Yeah. Then we watched, you know, YouTube videos and, you know, they were into something or other and we would look it up together. And
yeah. I look up animals and play YouTube videos of a water buffalo
sure.
or a koala. That's how she's getting to know these things.
Right.
Pack your own lunch. These are the ages when parents trust their kids to do their own stuff.
I don't think my kids have ever packed their own lunch.
11. Mm. Walk to and from the bus stop alone.
Oh, or to and from school. My kids started walking to school in sixth grade.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
It's close, though,
they lived
right?
close enough to the school to walk to it. We had to drive them. Although there were walk to school days, and because there was a trail that went straight down the mountain, and then they would climb back up. It was awesome. Like, oh, God,
oh, that's
exhausted.
When you were on the hill?
When we were on the hill, we lived almost directly above the school. Oh, but it was, boy. You know, it's the Dipsy Stairs. It was like, you know, whatever it is, 1,000 stairs to get down.
Wow.
It was as hard to get down, believe it or not. Your legs are shaking by the time you're done with those. Going down, going up in a weird way was easier.
Doing your own laundry. These are the ages when parents let their kids do stuff alone. Doing their own laundry, 12.
Yeah, my kids don't really do their own. I mean, my older son moved out, so he does do his own laundry. But I would always make them come and help me fold and show them how to use the washer. And, you know, I just don't want them screwing anything up, you know.
I never once touched laundry till I moved out.
Yeah. I bet you that's typical, Vinny. I remember having to do my own laundry. If I wanted it done, I was going to have to do it because my mom was not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why. My mom, what a miracle that was, because I look at it now and go, man, laundry sucks.
Yeah. And you only have to do yours.
And I only do mine.
Yeah.
Right. Stay home alone, unsupervised, is 13 years old.
Oh,
get a job
it.
Is 13 years old. And use the internet, unsupervised, is 13 years old. Oh, and own a cell phone comes in at 12 and a half years old. So those are the ages that parents are saying they allow kids to do stuff.
Each of the average
themselves. Ages. Our text number is 800-400-3697. For the love of Ellie, please don't text and drive.
Thank you, Mom.
Here's what you guys had to say. Salad, I've been listening to you guys since the birth of Alice. I very clearly recall you announcing your first pregnancy. And much like you guys, I'm sure, cannot believe that was 20 years ago.
I know.
Happy 20th year of being a mom.
Thank you. He'll be 20 in less than a month.
It's We're incredible. So proud of him. He's
I
doing so well
very
over
proud
there
of him.
At Berkeley.
He's a good boy.
He's doing a great job.
He's coming home this weekend to make fresh bagels for the family.
Yum.
My brother's smoking a big thing of salmon, and we're going to have a big brunch on Sunday.
Aww.
Why are you going to ruin fresh bagels with salmon?
Oh, my God. Are you crazy? It's so good. I'm going to hork that right down.
That was the bleepiest thing I ever heard.
What was?
The rap.
Oh. It is fast.
Love the Eminem Logic song, Putting a Fire Under My Slow Butt This Morning.
Yeah, it definitely peps you up. Kind of stressed me out. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to stumble over their words any minute. This is horrible. It's like a tongue twister that never ends.
I like it. Put that on and go for a drive.
Well, I'll let you know when the new Logic album comes out.
Right, Sarah, Vinny, these Marvel movies, any of them for kids 7 years old? I haven't seen any and wondered if they're good for kids. I'd say no.
I don't know. It depends on your 7 year old, frankly. Some kids are really into that stuff.
The stuff that bothers me is when you go, okay, we're going to try it. And then you look over and the kid's going, and you go, okay, well, we're not going to watch it if you're closing your eyes. Why would we do that?
I still close my eyes over movies.
I can't watch. I can't look. I don't want to see it. No. What's going to happen? I'm so glad with your new texting system. Previously blocked people are being given a second chance.
Yep, second chance.
I cannot for the life of me think why I would have been blocked. Most of my texts were in good fun and not mean, and I never used any curse words. I'm a faithful listener from 10 before 6 until 9:30.
Oh, well, maybe hit the wrong number.
Yeah, my mistake. Yep. Glad to have you back.
Yep, now you're back.
Thank you.
If you were blocked before, we have a new system. You have a reprieve, and if you behave yourself, you can continue to be able to text us.
I felt that shank when Yuzi called Vinny a bitch. Yuzi cuts deep.
Oh, that was good.
Damn.
I like that.
I kid.
Weepy little bitch, I think is the exact quote.
You guys are gold today. LMAO at Crybaby Vincenzo.
Oh, poor Vinny. Hey, man, you know, he's got a kid now. All the walls are down.
Not all of them.
Most of them. The ones that block the tears are down, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Aisha is also a spokeswoman for CoverGirl.
She is. Oh.
Well, she is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And then someone writes, beautiful. She's not accomplished. She's married to Steph Curry. That doesn't make her unaccomplished. She's done a ton of things.
Right. Yeah.
She could just sit on the couch.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We could have never heard her name.
Right.
She's worth about $11 million just on her own.
Oh, yeah, good
she's
for
doing
her.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yep.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny, right, right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.